Leading the fight will be the Tavern League of Wisconsin. Bar owners balked the loudest at the ban. It would take effect next year and affect almost all workplaces in the city. Some who support the ban say they're surprised. One of them is Maureen Buzalaki, the director of Smoke Free Wisconsin.
It seems to me that taverns will be actually getting more business, not less. 80% of people in Madison don't smoke. And every study that we've seen shows that restaurants and bars do better under smoking bans.
Scott Stenger isn't impressed with that research. He's the spokesman for the Wisconsin Tavern League, and he says bar owners tell him business drops 10-15% when the government snuffs out the smokes. He says many bars have installed ventilation systems costing $15,000 to $20,000 to address secondhand smoke concerns. But Stenger says the Madison City Council is more concerned with political correctness.
This debate is about, we don't like smoking, period, and we don't care if you can clean the air. We just don't like the idea that people smoke, and we want to eliminate it. And it's had a negative impact on small business owners in Madison.
But if the ban remains intact, it could have some unintended benefits. The University of Wisconsin Center for Tobacco Research says many smokers who live under statewide bans are more compelled to quit. The center's Michael Fiore notes what happened in California.
They've seen a drop in smoking rates from about 23% to about 17% in a really dramatic finding of just the last couple years. They've now begun to see a drop in cancer rates and cancer deaths.
But opponents of the ban note Madison is not an island, and smokers can easily take their business to adjoining communities like Middleton, Fitchburg, and Monona. Meanwhile, anyone wanting to quit is encouraged to call the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line at 877-270-STOP. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.